B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here you go. Fourth and final hour. This is from Joe Dirt. Zolak and Bertrand. It's been a struggle today.
Hey, Brandon.
We're all struggling to get by today.
Got some ice cream, too. I don't have enough money for you, Robbie. Just enough money for me and Joe Dirt.
Pick a number between 1 and 4.
3.
That'd be Pauly in the truck on Gronk. Pauly, go.
Hey, what's going on, boys? I'd rather see a cheerleader, a good-looking cheerleader that can't dance than a guy that can't. All right,
Hold on.
How many games did Pauly go to last year?
Pauly is a regular. He's regularly in attendance at Gillette Stadium. I would say Pauly's a perfect.
But does he actually get in and go to the game?
Of course he does. Pauly,
I know he goes to Gillette Stadium a lot.
I don't think he makes it out of his parking lot.
Yeah, Zolak. Every time I'm there, I come by and say hi to you.
I don't think I hear you. Do you think I'm going to address you when I'm live on air?
How many games a year you go to?
What's up, Paul?
I only miss a couple a year. That's when I got to work late in the fall.
That's a quarter of the schedule.
When the leaves are coming down, sometimes I can. A couple of good times. I got to work on Sunday. Sometimes when the sun shines, I got to work when the leaves are coming down. So that's the only time when I miss. But listen, I want to talk to Gronk about. I mean, I want to talk to Zoe about Gronk. Zoe, I think Willie must have known something. I think he's coming back by All Saints Day. I don't think he's going to leave Brady hanging. I think they might have wanted to cut his salary or not give him a few more bucks. It was something that had to do with money. He wasn't happy. He wasn't going to commit for a full year for what they were willing to pay him. So I think he's going to come in at crunch time. What do you think, Zoe? How's this going to play out?
Yeah, Pauly, I think that's a great way to put it, and I'd like to ask the deeply religious Scott Zolak, when is All Saints Day, Zoe?
You had your headphones off, by the way.
That's Italian Day, right?
All Saints Day?
I don't think it's Italian at all.
It's the day after All Hallows Eve.
It's the day after Halloween.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, November 1st.
November 1st, All Saints Day.
All Saints Day.
Hmm? I want you to say 22, 25 Hail Marys.
Used to be a day off in the Catholic schools.
Right.
How were you able to hear Pauly's call? You had your headphones.
I heard his call. It's you hear everything. I just didn't think he was going to stop
talking. Put your ear against the window.
You know, the Gronkowski thing. Okay, so he brings up Willie, and you even said at the beginning, and I texted, "Oh, gee, Willie must have heard some." You said, "Well, he needs to come back for Willie to know what he was."
Willie will be completely.
He comes back midseason. Willie's going to explode.
Validated if Gronk comes back.
There was a post,
If Gronk doesn't come back, he didn't know anything.
NFL had an Instagram post on like all the final Gronkowski stats, statistics, and touchdowns. And Brady replied to it, "Hope it wasn't his last touchdown."
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Openly now,
there's those little things that everybody thinks the door's just cracked a little bit open. I don't know, Paul. I have no clue on Gronkowski. I actually do think he's coming. He will come back at some point. I do. But I don't know that. I haven't heard anything.
Pauly goes to Mass every Sunday, Told me that. Never misses Mass on Sundays.
Sure, you think he wears jeans and work boots to Mass?
Well, if he's working.
The important thing is that he's there.
Right.
But like when you do
investing. Who cares? So what?
He's a very religious person.
I get a kick out of somebody. Sometimes when you go to church and a guy show up in like work jeans and like work boots.
Well, is it better to not go?
That's a good point. It's better to go than
not. You got to work.
Right.
You got to work.
I mean, the two times you went last year, what did you wear?
Based on the declining attendance, I think they'll take people anyway.
Twice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going every week, then you're probably dressed a little more comfortably.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of get the flow of it, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Right. Well.
Yeah, when you only go on Easter and Christmas. I mean, those are days that you're dressing
up. Down the Cape.
Right. Why don't you go run the board with Tom?
Rainy Sunday morning. What else we got to do? Let's go to church. I'm very religious.
John in North.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Hiya.
Mark, you got to be a little patient with me today. Give me a few extra seconds.
All right.
First thing on Gronk, doesn't he, you know, when he sold his house in Boston, his condo, doesn't he also have a home in Foxborough?
His main home
I
is,
think
his,
he does.
His main residence is in Foxborough. That thing in Boston, he never, that was like a party
crash
pad.
Crash pad.
Crash pad.
Well, I know some people are saying that he's never coming back. But I say, you know, what I want to say is he has a house in Foxborough.
He does.
And I want to get, I want to mention something about Kraft. Am I the only one that's pissed off at him? I mean, isn't enough enough?
Pissed off about what?
Well, he knows he was caught, but he hires three lawyers now, and the only thing he wants is the tape. Well, I hope they have many tapes come out after he was found not guilty or guilty.
How does it affect you? Why does that make you angry?
I was never crazy about the guy.
Okay, well then, okay, there it is. that's
your prerogative, pal.
You don't like
well,
him.
Can I tell you one thing? Why?
Yeah.
All right. He owns all the parking lots, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got a friend of mine that is in a wheelchair, in a handicap, and can't move out of the wheelchair. He has to pay for parking all the time. What does that make Bob Kraft? A piece of garbage.
If you have to pay for parking when you go to a game?
Yes.
As far as I know, everybody pays to park.
Yes, the handicap lot. The
handicap is right there up against
right
it.
Up front.
You can park in the handicap spots. And
you got to pay.
Like every other car that goes in,
right.
You pay to park your car there.
And they have entrances on all sides for the handicap. And they actually sit next to us where you could actually pull right up. And they have seats next to you to where your family member or person that helps you get to the game can sit with you. And they're pretty accessible.
Accessible parking is available. And it costs the same as all the other parking.
So let's be honest. You were angry with Bob Kraft long before any of this happened down in South Florida.
And now he's got a reason. Yeah. Now he's got
Well, he's got another reason. I would argue you didn't have a reason to begin with. You wanted someone to pay for parking who's parking at a game? How dare you?
Oh, that's discount.
That's everybody pays.
Discount, right.
Everybody pays.
Yeah. It's like, he's a garbage.
It's like Carlito's way. New rules, everybody pays.
Yeah.
Benny Blanco from the Bronx working it up because Sasso owes you money? No. New rules. Everybody pays.
You said something to Sonny Black.
No, that's Donnie Brasco.
Russell's in the car. Hey, Russell.
Hey, how you doing? Just want to talk about the Great Whites. It was on Shark Week last year that the orcas in South Africa have been killing Great Whites for their kidneys.
Yes, routinely.
And as soon as that happens.
The liver is not the kidneys.
Yeah, liver.
Yep.
Yeah. And they wipe them out. That's it. As soon as one gets killed, they're gone. They take off.
So you're saying bring orcas to the Cape?
No, just all you have to do is take blood samples of the great white and disperse it in the water a little bit. But O-Search down there, they don't want the great whites to go away. They're out there tagging them.
Oh,
and,
they think they're beautiful animals. I know.
You know, so they don't want them to go away. So they're not gonna, you know what I mean, mention this. But all they have to do is take blood out of the great white by your heart. You know what I mean? Not kill it, and then inject that into the water.
This is like the same thing. A peanut around in the woods.
The great white.
Get the deer away.
Get it to donate blood. You know, maybe get a little juice and crackers ready for when it's over, when they sit up. You don't want to faint.
I'll find him for three, but I'll take his blood and then disperse it in the water, in and around the Cape and the islands for 10.
You line them up, one of the aquatic blood donating sharks all lined up.
How do you plan on?
There must be 13 sharks. Look at all those fins.
I just wonder how you plan on capturing the great white.
He sounded so foolproof. Like all you gotta do.
Did you happen to see what happened?
Super Scomo has a lift where they lift them up.
Did you see what happened in Thailand last week with the great white they found that was caught?
Oh, the chopped in half, like something ate it.
No, a different one. This is a different one. This is a female one that was pregnant that was killed.
17-footer.
They think there's a megalodon. It bit it. That one you're talking about?
No, I saw that one too, though.
I think that was eaten away by other fish. Yeah. They already said that wasn't one big bite.
The one that was pregnant, though, they found 14 great white pups inside the pregnant shark. And these are things that they don't know a lot about. This is where the research is lacking because it's hard to track them. It's hard to know where they breed, where they, you know, birth the pup sharks, as they call them.
They throw the pups. That's what they call them.
Baby sharks.
They don't know where they go to, you know, to do all this.
I bet a baby.
14.
I bet a baby great white's cute.
That's more than I'd think.
14 baby great whites at a time?
Yeah.
That's your problem.
So that's a fast growing population.
It's like Octomom.
Again,
Octoshark.
A population that they can't
around.
They don't know how many great whites there are. They don't know.
Here's my question.
They do not know.
say you got one of those little pup sharks.
They have estimates, but they don't know.
They don't know. They can't go in the ocean and count them all.
But the estimates for this animal are not as
widely
accurate.
Varied.
Right. Yes, because they just have a hard time finding them, tracking them,
etc. Could be 1,000, could be 1,000,000.
You know, you get the goldfish, you put it in a koi pond, it grows to the size of the enclosure of the pond.
You think that the shark will grow to the size of the ocean?
But say if somebody like captured one of those little baby pup sharks and you put it in an aquarium, will it stay small? You know what I'm saying? That'd be kind of cool to have one in your aquarium. But I know they really don't. It's hard to keep them captive. That was in Jaws. Was it Jaws 3? Oof. That was the worst one.
No, Jaws 4 is the worst one.
There's a 4?
Oh, yeah.
Lewis Gossett Jr. He was running that off.
He's in 3.
I don't think I've seen 3. I know number 2 is the power station, right?
There was a SeaWorld. They try to keep it captive.
Oh, I never saw that one.
Jaws 4 is when they go down to the Bahamas, and Michael Caine is
the pilot.
The love interest of the widowed Mrs. Brody.
Another Brit.
He is.
Yep.
617-779-0985. More to come here on Zolak and Bertrand. Today's takeaways later this hour at 1:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Between a boy and man. 617-779-0985. Michael Bennett got a reworked contract with the Patriots today. Scott in Maine wanted to touch on that. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, bud.
Well, no, I was just want to get you guys' thoughts on that. It kind of seemed like unpatriotic to just give him an extension and a raise.
Well, it's unpatriotic for them to jump in on Stephon Gilmore, minute number one of free agency a couple of years ago. You know what I mean? If they like the player, they'll pay the player.
That's a true statement, yeah.
No.
So.
Okay, Scott, we'll end it there. Unpatriotic, yes. It is. It's a little unusual.
Very unusual that they take on the player that's already got the guaranteed money there and actually give him a little raise.
Give him a bump and $4 million.
That ain't a little raise. And it's not like they did this to clear $2.5 million of cap space. They cleared $700,000.
It tells me they have very high expectations for the player.
I think it puts more pressure on the player. I think he's got to come in here and perform his ass off. Like, he's got to go get the quarterback. You know, Flowers is a good run defender, good pass rusher, good penetrator. Bennett's, no shoulder pads. Go get the quarterback. Just get in there. Find a way to get in there. That's what he's got to do.
Red Sox lose last night. They're 1-4 on the year. David Price had what is the best start so far for a starter. Garrett in Connecticut. Hey, Garrett.
Hey, Garrett. What's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, man? What's going on?
What's up?
Let's talk Sox.
Let's do it.
You think signing Xander Bogaerts to this deal was too quick, too early, and too much?
No, I think the opposite.
You got a really, really team-friendly deal. Felger said it best yesterday.
Garrett, what do you think? You think it's a bad deal?
Do it.
Okay. Do it.
Turn down the TV.
You know what Felger said yesterday? And I thought he summed it up perfectly.
What?
He said, I saw the deal, and I didn't spit my coffee out and go, like, what are they giving this guy that for? Like, you looked at it like, okay, that's a pretty good fair deal. Red Sox got a good deal for that guy. Guy played here, good player. $20 million, that's the rate, and then sign him to it. It's not like you – it's not a 10-year, $300 million deal.
No, most guys of his caliber get overpaid.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did it, which that then makes it a bargain.
Like, you didn't spit your coffee out when you saw it. And I thought that was a pretty good point. That just sums it up.
Spitting of the coffee?
Yeah, because I didn't spit my coffee out when I saw the deal. Like, normally you see, like, these big deals come out. Like, wow, that guy got overpaid. Like, what is this team thinking? You know, that's a good deal.
I think someone in our group texted it to the rest of us when it happened. I remember looking quickly at it, saying, "This can't be real. Is this real?"
It felt light.
6 and 120.
It felt light.
Is that real?
Yeah.
And then I, went on Twitter and saw Evan Drellick first reporting it, and then others filling in the blanks. Evan Drellick still a free agent. Hashtag hire Evan. That man a job breaking a story the other night. Local guy breaking a story for once. Just saying.
That's interesting. He's out. Tomasi's in, huh? Over there at NBC.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've heard the rumors, but I don't know if it's actually.
Yeah, I think Finn had it yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right. So then it's official. It's out there. Barbara in Beverly is on the line. Oh, nice. Barbara.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing Barbara. Well.
Hi, Babs.
Hi. Listen, I wanted to make a comment and then ask you a question. The thing with Robert Kraft, some people like me have had their civil rights violated, and maybe he's looking at a bigger picture. I've been stopped because I've been driving an old car for no reason and refused to give identification, and my husband pulls up in a Corvette and they let me go. So to me, and a couple other times it happened, but to me, these things need to be investigated. I mean, they need to be looked at. So maybe Robert Kraft is looking at it for the little guy, too. I know that sounds a little naive, but to me, that's what it sounds like, because he seems to me like a very nice man. At any rate, the other thing I wanted to, ask you was, why do you guys not like Jamie Collins? I always saw him around the ball, working hard. Is there something that he has a bad attitude? Yeah.
Out of control. Never really didn't listen to the calls, defensive calls, got out of space. Now, that was a while ago. Four years have passed. I don't think he's the same type of player he was you decline a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. Because Adonis Kinsue is like, I don't know. How's he going to be in the locker room?
Stud.
Good? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll take him. All right. I'll take him tomorrow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
Barbara.
It.
Barbara. Yep.
Take care.
Nice.
You think Robert Kraft is doing this as a like a civil rights exercise?
I just think he's an altruistic individual who's very much concerned with procedure and civil rights. No, I think he doesn't want this
to videotape.
He wants the tape suppressed. He wants the charges gone. And he wants to not have to deal with any of it.
What kind of old cars?
I don't know how that's a civil rights violation.
So the vet pulls up behind the car, the old car, and the police say, "Hey, let's go through." It's an old Cutlass. It's like a 73 Cutlass with no hubcaps. Not sure.
You want to hear more about that, though, don't you, Hardy? I can tell. Hardy wants to know more.
No, I
know more details on Barbara.
I don't know if it's the same thing. I don't know that either one are a civil rights violation. And, does a bit of a disservice to people who have truly had their civil rights violated to say, I got pulled over and I wouldn't show them my ID.
He showed him the ID.
Yeah.
He got pulled over and said, yeah, of course you can have my ID. Here it is.
I'm not a constitutional lawyer, so I can't tell you if it is 100% within every peace officer's rights to ask for identification. But when I am pulled over and ask for my identification, I just give it to him. It's kind of the way. Maybe I'm the sucker. Maybe I'm the idiot.
You don't even realize on YouTube, your rights are being violated.
Oh, I see guys on YouTube all the time fighting tooth and nail at DUI checkpoints.
I won't give you
my identification.
Are those videos the most obnoxious thing you've ever seen?
Or the border ones too? There's like a lot of them out the borders too.
Obnoxious thing ever. They're trying to get drunk drivers off the road, and you're going to be such a jackass. Why? Because technically, in some little corner of the law, you might be right or justified in refusing to hand over your ID.
What's your name, officer?
What's the badge number?
Yeah. You filming this? Hey, Jimmy, you filming this guy? This guy.
No, that is the new thing, to film when you're pulled over.
Yep. Hold your phone up. That's so rude. Oh, my God.
It's obnoxious.
I'm sure the cop.
You see
sure
the one who's like the Uber driver? And he's like, I know my rights. I'm a lawyer. And they're like, oh, you're a lawyer? And it turns out he worked at the courthouse.
Yeah, I'm a cop.
And look,
he worked at the courthouse in Lincoln County.
There are people out there.
The guy was like, oh, okay, good. Yeah, turn the phone off. He's like, no, I don't have to do that. And then the cop was like, oh, it's a new law. Yeah, no, it's not. That one, the guy got exposed.
There are people out there who have had their civil rights violated in the most horrific way. There are people today who will have their civil rights violated, unfortunately, maybe by a police officer. You getting pissed off because a cop asked for your ID and you didn't want to give it up? I don't count that as a civil rights violation. I count that as you being sensey.
But they invaded your space.
Oh, shut
up. This car is my space.
Stop it. Civil rights weren't violated.
Paul's in New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good to talk to you guys again.
Oh, yeah.
I want to touch on the shock thing, a little bit on the Celtics and a little bit on the Red Sox.
Okay, all right. That's a lot.
I'm in my 50s, probably late 70s, early 80s. We used to go to the Cape. My parents used to rent a place up there.
Got it.
And
down there.
Basically,
New Hampshire,
Dawson Beach, Lighthouse Beach, National Orleans. Seashore. We never worried about sharks. My parents didn't worry about sharks. We never saw the sharks.
They weren't there then.
No seals.
Well, that's my take on it. I don't know where they're all coming from. I don't know if it's global warming or
no. They protected the seals. The seals are their
14
food.
At a time.
Seals are the food.
All right.
Yeah, the seals have always been there, though. I've never seen them.
Not in these numbers.
Nope. And they're all over Nantucket now, which is an issue for.
Okay, so don't dress in a black suit and go swimming. Just quick on the Celtics. It's nice to see Haywood finally coming alive a little bit. And as far as the Boston Red Sox pitching rotation, mm-hmm. I haven't given up on them yet because I don't think they've had enough chances to pitch this year.
Oh.
Because I think a lot of them were kept out of these games in the preseason games where they're just right now getting dropped into this, okay, go perform. I think they should have played them. I know they don't want to show their stuff to these opposing teams in the preseason games.
You think last spring was different?
I think it was different. I think that there was this renewed emphasis on a light workload in spring training, and I think it's coming back to bite them here in the first week.
You want to see them three times through. Who said they wanted to see everybody three times through?
So he's giving them 21 days.
15 games.
15 games to sort it out.
Yeah, if you're
3-12,
it's going to be a problem. Yeah.
There is some truth in this. I think Alex Speer wrote about it yesterday that the light workload in spring is impacting them. They don't look ready. They don't. Does anyone look ready? Who looks the most ready? The guy who's gone most recently, who had the most time to sort of.
Did they really miss the way Sandy Leone calls games?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's not what
I would like to give these type of pitchers of this caliber a little bit more credit than that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub. You don't have to be beautiful. You
tell me all. I just need your body, baby. From dusk till dawn. Zolak and Bertrand on this. What's today? Tuesday?
Yeah. That's it.
There it is. Done. 617-779-0985 with Andrew in New Hampshire wanting to talk about Freddie Kitchens.
Hey, what's up, Pete? What's up, Hardy? What's up, Zoe?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, so a little bit off topic, but I don't know if you guys, did you catch the Freddie Kitchens interview yesterday, the press conference?
I did not. It was going on during our show, I think.
Yeah, so when he was asked about the
about Odell Beckham upon arrival. He goes, I did. I gave him a big hug, too. He said he loved me. It was like a love story.
Yeah.
So is this the new era of these goofy-ass soft coaches?
Yeah.
Him, Kingsbury, or what's going on here?
It's funny you mention that, because yesterday was technically the start of the league year for teams with first-year head coaches. So teams like Cleveland, teams like Arizona, you're up and running yesterday. You're already having workouts. You could get the team in there and do some stuff and do some football activities. I wonder if Cliff Kingsbury, 30 minutes in, stopped and let everybody take a phone break again in his first meeting. You would think his first meeting would last a long time, right? Set the scene, talk to the team. This is what we are. This is what we want to be. Oh, by the way, guys, that's 29, 55, 56, 50. We're going to take a break right here. A little phone break. Get your break. Check your phones. Check your cell phones. Call home if you need to. Here's the thing we have with Parcells. He had a secretary by the name of Kathleen. If you had a family emergency or your family needed to get a hold of you, you had her number. And you called her and they would find you. They would come get you. I hear this response from people. Well, what if there's a family emergency and you need the phone on you at all times? Like if there's that, there's a precedent set up as to this is what you need to do to get in contact with somebody. Like that's set up day one. There's no reason guys should be flipping through their phones during meetings. Hey, it's tough. I sit here and I have the phone in my hand right now. I know you got your phone. He's got his phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what we do now. We're trained to be on our phones. But man, if you can't stay off your phone for a half hour in a film session, there's issues in this league then. Or this is really how you're bringing guys up in the league? Freddie Kitchens there already. He already set the standard for what it is out there for OBJ. Hey, man, you're the greatest ever, man. I love you. It's your team. You know? So how do you think that guy's going to act? And why do you have the other players up there on a podium right now?
Freddie Kitchens is going
to
fail.
They don't get it. Like Cleveland, you want Cleveland to get it. I do. I think they're exciting.
I think Freddie Kitchens got the job.
How?
Because he's easy to fire in a year or two when someone better comes along. I'm not even joking.
No, that's
John Dorsey looks at Freddie Kitchens and says, "You know what? You're getting a shot that you would not get anywhere else in the league. No one else would hire you as a head coach. You're getting the gig here because you worked well with our quarterback. And so, you know what? In a year or two, if it doesn't work, I could fire you once someone better is willing to take the job." I got some news for you, by the way. The court proceeding is wrapped up in Florida.
Okay.
And so, according to WPTV's Maris Badcock, this story.
What?
Just this story.
Can I go home?
The names all the way around.
I see. I
don't see. I don't see anything.
I'm tired of this. This is.
Attorneys do not want to waive a speedy trial in the Kraft case and are discussing pushing up a hearing on a motion to suppress the sneak and peek video.
Stop it.
That's what it's called, sneak and peek. The sneak and peek video to allow a trial to take place in the month of?
Don't say it.
May.
So they want to speed it up to May.
They want to have a trial next month.
They were saying that this could potentially be put off for a year, year and a half.
Well, that's when you waive your right to a speedy trial and say, I'm not concerned with that. We'll get to it when it happens. We're going to, you know, they are choosing to not waive that right, as it is often waived. And they're saying, nope, let's do it. Let's get a trial. Let's go.
Kraft wants it now.
Do you know what that could be? That could be the pushback to the prosecution trying to drum up a witness.
Yeah.
And gain support and continue to look for an eyewitness to be willing to testify. The faster you have the trial, the less time they have to convince someone to testify in that
What
trial.
A headache. The back and forth.
We're going to get a trial next month?
Well, I don't say anything.
That's unfortunate because it's kind
that's
of
a shame.
Job.
Yeah, so I know.
Right
yeah.
now.
But I mean, we'll be talking about it every day.
Yeah. Don't have to. Doesn't have to be a trial.
Well, it seems like there's going to be a trial. A speedy one.
I got to say, though.
I know that WBZ TV Channel 4 will be
They'll be covering
a
live. They'll have who's their resident?
I'll tell you, I'm proud of them. They got real journalistic chops.
I started coming around on this a little bit yesterday.
Who's their Dan Housley?
Because you know what they say, people?
Joe Shortsleeve?
If you're not, those who are incapable of changing their mind are incapable of changing anything, right?
Right.
So I started to change my mind on this a little bit yesterday. You know what? Robert Kraft went along
did everything he was supposed to the last time there was an issue with the league. Last time there was something about maybe a chain of evidence that he didn't like, all involving Deflategate, right?
Yeah, air pressure in a football.
Right?
A device, yes.
Relatively early on in the process, as it turns out, we thought it was being dragged on. It ended up lasting more than a year beyond this. He said, you know what? Enough already. You go ahead and take your $1 million. You go ahead and take those two draft picks. I'm going to do what's right in order to move this thing along. And they still went after Brady and did everything. Now, I still think there was plenty to be punished for, but it was, I always believe that they're going to get the $1 million fine and they're going to take the draft picks so that maybe they lighten up a little bit. They didn't lighten up, and they went after Brady with both barrels and got him for everything they could, right? I'm not arguing against what I think happened. I'm just saying, for his part, Kraft did, I think, what he thought was right in order to kind of speed this thing along. And it did him no good whatsoever. It did the team no good. So this time around, granted, a different set of circumstances and a totally different theater where this is taking place in. But I wonder if he's kind of feeling like, you know, I learned my lesson last time.
My rules now.
When I just gave in and said, you know what, fine, I'll do it. And that it didn't do me any favors whatsoever. It did the team no favors. It did the image of the team or the league no favors. So why should I give in? Why not fight this thing just to get it all wiped out? And if the results are going to be the same, if I'm going to end up getting punished by the league anyway, I should try and clear my name totally before that happens.
Yeah.
Because the last time he did it, he did whatever the league wanted, and they still went after. Well, this time, law enforcement is just taking the place of the league. Well, why should I agree to this? I've been through this before. And when you just, you know, cop to it right away and say, fine, punish me, you don't get off easier. He still had to pay the $1 million they took his fines, and they sat his quarterback down for four games.
Yeah, except that's for taking the NFL air out of the football, not a court of law.
But if he's
sort of a difference.
But for everyone who said that he's doing this so that he gets, gets leniency from the NFL and he should be doing it, I'm thinking if I were him, I wouldn't expect any favors from the NFL. Said, the only thing I can get out of this is to have my name cleared totally legally. So I might as well do that because I'll probably still get popped by the league. It's what happened last time. Why not fight it? Fight it for sport at this point. I've already been embarrassed. Is it even embarrassing now?
No, I think you're in. I think he's like, you know what? We're in.
I'm starting to come around on this. Sure, why not? Fight it. You got the lawyers, you can fight it. It's still a little on the distasteful side. I wish it would go away. Well, I wish we wouldn't have to talk about it. But put in his position after what he's already been through and what he's had to put up with the league and all that stuff, I don't know that I blame him.
Like that timeline, that clock too. Like, isn't there a point, like, once you're past it and you're already in and you've shown you are going to fight this, they gave you the opportunity early to accept for what it is, to admit what you did. He said, I'm not doing that. What good would it do him a month from now to do that? Like, he could have done that. Now you're in. You're past that point.
Oh, I think he's in. It's in.
He might add two more. Who knows? He might add two more lawyers. Just keep going.
We will get to today's takeaways. They are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, all you clever boys. Today's takeaways are delivered to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss has now made losing weight even easier with clients with gourmet prepared meals delivered right to your door. Fresh, high quality prepared meals with free delivery. Mm-mm. Clever boy. Felger's got to be excited. Maybe they can put some of those boys out or buoys out in Nantucket. Get a nice morning out there. I told him he's got the dog. Same dog I got. Set the dog out first. That's a good morning.
We've got we've got some callers from Maine that are just off the charts. But I got to be honest.
It's like they don't have oxygen or something.
New Hampshire is coming in as a close second these days. Yeah. And it really does depend on which part of New Hampshire.
Right? Oh, I agree.
Like the southern half of New Hampshire versus maybe, I'll say southern quarter.
It's almost like southern quarter. Like people are like, you're smart because like you're going.
It's like Massachusetts north. You know,
we leaving now.
I'm good.
But today we got a call from New Hampshire, and we didn't even know who it was until midway through the call.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hey, is this the 95 Sports Hub?
Yeah. Who's this?
Who's this?
Hey, so what? Ben Trady and Hobby. What up? Woo!
Woo!
Hey.
Hey.
I got a question for Gene Pool.
Oh, yes.
Who's Gene Poole?
My cousin Gene Poole.
That's you, Rob. You're listening. I know you're listening. You can hear me because you picked the phone up. Yeah. How come in women's golf, they can wear shorts or like capri pants?
Yeah.
But the men's can't? That's question one. Hang on. It's a three-part question.
Okay, three-part question.
Great question.
Hang on. Hold on.
You ever seen
what's
your name? What's your name, by the way?
My name's Scott. I live in New Hampshire.
Okay, Scott, New Hampshire. Go ahead.
What's going on? All right. The second question I have is, how come there's no female caddies unless it's somebody's sister?
There have been. Nick Faldo had a female caddy for a long time.
Nick Faldo sucks.
Okay. You make a good point.
He sucks.
All right.
He's worse than Rory McIlroy.
Well, he doesn't really.
I'm not mad. I'm just excited.
Don't hang up on me.
I got more.
Hey, Scott, we're not hanging up.
What's your third question?
Yeah.
Third question. This whole Robert Kraft thing, I'm going to symbolize this whole thing for everybody. Let me ask you one question.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
If you had a 14-inch hammer, you'd want the video out, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Wow. Nick Faldo, by the way, three Masters, back-to-back in 89 and 90, again in 96.
One of the best golf analysts.
And three British Opens. Six-time major winner.
Well, according to him, he sucks.
He sucks!
Nick Faldo sucks.
give me five men, golfers, right now you would like to see in capri pants. At this point.
In capris?
Well, that's what he said. No, because can't the men? The men can't wear shorts or capris like women wear.
I think he means they wear shorts. Why can't they wear shorts?
Yeah.
And they can in practice rounds now. That's a new thing this year. They're starting.
Remember the picture of, a month ago, Mickelson in shorts and his calves, how yoked his calves were?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Didn't see that
coming. He's like a doughboy.
Yeah.
Also today, you guys made fun of my pronunciation of GoFundMe.
Well, it's your...
You said GoFundMe.
It's your super Stop and Shop. Like, you go Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop.
It's Stop and Shop.
Ready? You know what it sounds like?
Stop and Shop.
We probably don't have time to pull
stop
it up
and
now.
Shop.
It sounds like from Meet the Fockers, or from Meet the Parents, where they're talking about doing the honeymoon in Koh Samui. That's how you say GoFundMe. You say GoFundMe.
Koh Samui.
All right, play it.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A GoFundMe page right there. Like, wait, no.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Give me that so I will sign up for this.
We got to hold the online equivalent of a bake sale to get these things.
And we just had another Beatleism there. What do you call those pages, though?
GoFundMe, the online pages.
Yeah, the money raising sites.
Oh, GoFundMe pages.
Right. He called it GoFundMe.
You did.
You did.
I did. It's a little awkward. It's a little different.
How are you going to say it right now?
GoFundMe.
Okay, there you go. See, we fixed it.
Hey, you know Mike O'Brien with the mispronunciations, but
Passan, as he says. Yeah. And that again is for the clever boys. Also known as clever buoys.
Clever buoys.
For sharks.
Which I said I was going to make a donation. I didn't get around to it.
You didn't make your donation?
Not yet. I think I will, though. Why not?
The narrator, too, sounds like the guy that does the narration for, remember Jurassic Park, the first one, when they're going on that animatronic ride and they're sitting down like, look at the DNA of this guy. We took it out of a fossil.
Yeah.
You know, mosquito's blood was drawn out. That's the way the guy that narrates it sounds like that was doing the clever boy.
An Australian version of that?
Wasn't that guy Australian?
No. No, I think it was a southern accent.
Oh, really?
Just doing a southern accent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, Australia, to your credit, very far south.
Again.
Like the ultimate southern accent.
The shark thing's an issue. It's going to be an issue. It's going to get worse this summer until you do something about it. And Clever Boy's not going to fix anything.
It's going to alert you when there are sharks in the area. What do you have now to
shark
alert you?
Comes near?
You know what you
the
got
alarm
now?
Alarm goes off.
You got a fin. That's all. That's your alert right now. Is
a fin. You got a parrot. Tell you don't go in the water right
or
there.
Or a guy in a plane. You got a guy in it. What would you rather have? A buoy?
Felger, Clever Boy. You willing to try it? Yeah, sure. Why not? See? Exactly.
Would you rather have a net, Mike?
What's the worst?
$200,000 on a net? Thank you. I'd rather invest the money in a net than Clever Boy.
Nets don't work.
But you'd kill a lot of fish with that. All the other little animals.
No, they figured out they're not keeping the sharks out, actually.
Show over already?
Yeah.
Thank God. Went by fast today.
Oh, Jim's head got better. Sick. That stupid hat he wore. Yes, Koh Samui's an island off the coast of Thailand.
That's a good
that
point.
Guy I was meeting in Koh Samui.
All right, then. Zo, better luck tomorrow.
All right, pal.
All right?
Hey, buddy.
Great job on the cheerleading squad.
Congrats.
Back tomorrow.
To all that made it.
10 a.m. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you here on a Tuesday. Anthony?
Good, you?
Just fine, thank you. Big Jim Murray alongside in our update studio here in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We're going to get to the Red Sox in a little bit. We'll get to your baseball team coming up next hour, okay, Maz?
Yeah, my team, yeah.
Several things I want to hit on this hour to open up the program.
I'm disowning them. I want nothing to do with them right now.
The Red Sox, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the listeners I welcome thoroughly.
We'll get to the Red Sox in the 3 o'clock hour this hour. Patriots item.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.